This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the first Americans are expected to get COVID-19 vaccine shots today.
Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are first in line to kick off the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. Health officials are hoping the public will embrace the vaccine as the start of ending a pandemic that's killed nearly 300,000 Americans. But there is some skepticism and worry. Initial surveys have found even some health workers do not want to be first in line.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first to receive a vaccine. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in that country under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th until January 10th. All schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned. So is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors, which is larger than the current maximum limit. Infection rates have hit record levels in Germany in the past few days, and the country now has the 12th highest number of cases in the world. Elsewhere in Europe, Italy is nearing 64,000 deaths from COVID-19. It could move past Britain in European fatalities. The World Health Organization says Italy is the second highest in deaths per million after Peru. This is VOA News. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte was expected to announce a tough month-long lockdown Monday evening, including the closing of schools and shops, according to media outlets, as his government tries to slow soaring COVID-19 infections. Rutte held emergency meetings Monday about the rapid rise of infections and took the unusual step of inviting the heads of all political parties in parliament to join the talks. He was expected to announce the tighter lockdown measures in a rare television address to the country from his office at 7 p.m. local time. London is likely to be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions following a sharp rise in coronavirus rates, the BBC reported Monday. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control following a month-long lockdown. More than 40% of citizens were placed in the highest risk category. The British capital, however, is currently only in the second highest tier of restrictions, with a review scheduled to take place December 16th. The United States has formally removed its designation of Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism, 27 years after putting the country on its blacklist. The news came via the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum Monday, less than 2 months after the East African nation pledged to normalize ties with Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump announced in October he was taking Sudan off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It's a step desperately sought by the nation's new civilian-backed government. Such a designation can be a major impediment to foreign investment. As part of a deal, Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to compensate survivors and victims' families from the twin 1998 attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, carried out when dictator Omar al-Bashir was welcoming al-Qaeda, and a 2000 attack on the USS Cole off Yemen's coast. The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 400,000 people have fled militant attacks in northern Mozambique. The UN High Commission for Refugees warned the crisis could quickly spread beyond the country's borders if regional neighbors did not help tackle the insurgency. Mozambique's northernmost province of Cabo Delgado, home to gas developments worth some $60 billion, is grappling with an insurgency linked to Islamic State. Insurgents regularly take on government forces and seize entire towns. Leaders from Mozambique, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, and Tanzania are expected to meet in Maputo Monday to discuss the situation. And parents converged on a secondary school in Nigeria's northwestern Katsina state on Sunday, begging authorities to save hundreds of boys abducted by gunmen. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.